Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Greetings to you, ladies and gentlemen. May I wish you all a very happy Friday, the third day of March, 2017. You are listening to me, Richard Martin, your host, talking to you all the way from Malaysia. So Americans now hold an incredible $4.1 trillion in consumer debt. This latest data show that Americans are now back to having an insatiable appetite for spending beyond their means. Unlike mortgage debt, consumer debt is not building up any future equity here. The largest category of consumer debt is student loan debt. Even at the peak of the last debt bubble, consumer debt totaled roughly $2.5 trillion. While student debt makes up about $1.4 trillion of the consumer debt here, auto debt is above $1 trillion. We've also seen a large rise in subprime auto debt, suggesting that people are borrowing beyond their means to consume. Delinquencies are also rising, suggesting that any tiny slip-up in the overall economy and this credit bubble will burst too. Americans are now borrowing and spending at record levels. This would be fantastic if incomes were keeping up, but many are trying to keep up with the Joneses by spending future income via consumer debt. We have over 10% of all student loan accounts being delinquent by 90 days or more, showing signs of weakness. This is the largest consumer debt segment. Auto debt delinquencies are also rising, suggesting that people are having a tough time paying their car loans. Banks are more comfortable lending money now that we are 10 years past the excess of 2007. The Great Recession officially ended in 2009. While banks have had generous bailouts, it appears that American consumers are being bailed out via access to debt. If we take a trip down memory lane, we will remember that solvency was the issue during the last credit bubble. People took on too much debt relative to their ability to pay. The amount of consumer debt being issued is troubling, to say the least. While auto debt and credit card debt can be discharged via bankruptcy, student debt cannot. That is very significant. Many younger Americans are being put into a new form of debt serfdom through going to college and taking out many mortgages that they simply cannot pay back. Here's one of the many horror stories when it comes to student debt. Quote, "My original debt from 1998 was $25,000. 8 years later, I have a debt of $75,000. I am no banker or accountant, but I am assuming this will continue to triple every 8 years if I remain in poverty and thus in default. So, am I correct that in 8 more years I may owe $225,000? That in 16 years I will owe $750,000, in 24 years $2,250,000, and then at retirement time in 32 years I will owe $6,750,000? $6 million plus? Ha ha! Now, of course, if this were any other form of debt that became this cancerous, I could file for bankruptcy. Not for student loans, though. At age 72, I may owe $20,250,000. Heaven forbid that I live to see my 80s. At age 88, I may owe $182,250,000. I think we are just beginning to see how crazy this is going to get. If my math is correct, in 10 years there are going to be a lot of impoverished people, people making less than $20,000 a year, who have these ludicrous million-dollar debts. My heart about exploded when I got the letter saying I owed $75,000. After I recovered, all I could do was laugh. It is so absurdly much that they may as well have told me I owe $1 million now. And upon further reflection, it appears they will be telling me I owe them $1 million in the not-so-distant future. I wonder if people with unpayable student loan debt due to accumulated stress, loss of work and an inability to pay for medical needs in old age will have, on average, shorter lifespans than those who don't. This will make an interesting study in 50 years. End of quote. So, an original debt of $25,000 has ballooned to $75,000 in 8 years. Why? Because the debt compounds with interest and charges are put upon charges. Of course, if someone cannot pay, you see how comical the situation can get in a macabre sort of way. Does this even sound like a good situation to put young and older Americans into? Consumer debt being over $4.1 trillion is troubling when student debt, auto loans, and credit cards are leading the way forward. Apparently, we like repeating history, and people may like to forget that at the root of the Great Recession was a giant credit bubble. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, plenty more where that came from. If you would care to go to the website, which is richardmartinswakeupcall.podbean.com, and kindly look for the donate button on the left and contribute $70 a quarter, that is $70 automatically deducted from your credit or debit card every quarter. And if that is too much, please feel free to reduce it. If you need to go as low as $30, that's acceptable, but that is a minimum. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you do that, you will receive automatically the show, the full show, coming to you on Mondays and Fridays every week. And so, with that, I will wish you an excellent weekend ahead. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till Monday. Take care.
And there you have it. You decide.